The State Board of Higher Education has given UND permission to issue up to $80 million in bonds for a new student union. But the actual cost might be less than that. UND students have voted to approve the project, with the bond payoff to come from increased student fees. Interim UND President Josh Wynn had asked the staff to take another look at that proposal because he was concerned about increased student debt load. But he told the board he does support the project.
Even mindful of the changes that are going on in higher education, having a campus that is an attractive environment for interaction among students and with faculty will continue to be important.
UND Vice President for Finance and Operations Jed Shivers says how much can be saved will depend on the final building design.
And we'll see, because, you know, the truth is it's a multi-phase process. So we're just in the design, and from the design comes bids, and I think that's where we'll see whether or not, in fact, we're able to make any material difference in the overall cost of the project.
The board also authorized UND to tear down the existing student union. Shivers says demolition could start within a week's time. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.